Anybody ever notice that Jehovah's Witnesses are strange? Like, have you ever met one? Like, nobody just ever notices that Jehovah's Witnesses are strange people. You always got that weird kid that was in class that you find out was a JW. Yeah, they're very strange people. People talk about the rapper, singer, whatever you want to call her, Azalea Banks, and they talk about how she's strange, but she also used to be a JW kid. All JWs or ex-JWs seem to be a little off. All of us. We all have something wrong with us. Even if you don't know them personally, they seem strange. I mean, I don't know if you paid attention to that, but they always seemed a little quirky or just weird. Whether you went to school with them, or you see happened to work with them, or you know, whatever, they just seem to be strange. And so when I hear people talking about, like, you know, the rapper Azalea Banks, who else seems a little strange? I mean, you might disagree with me, but the Wayans brothers were Jehovah's Witnesses. The Jackson family, of all people, a little strange. Great music, legends, love them to death, admire their, you know, whatever, work ethic, the whole nine, but strange. We were raised, I keep trying to explain this to people, the JW organization really is a cult. It really truly is. Even the ones that don't want to admit it, that they really are a cult. So none of us really know. Either some of us are into, you know, spirituality, some are into witchcraft, some into meditation. There are so many famous people that are JWs, and you probably didn't even think that they were. But I guess it's almost like, because I was in it, I can pretty much spot a person and be like, you know what, they were a JW. Don't ask me how I know. Don't ask me the characteristics. You just know. You just know. I hate to be so dark about it, but just like someone who was molested, they can tell for future reference, and people could look at them like they were crazy, but they're able to tell, oh, that person is a child molester. But only they can, because they've experienced. They can almost like feel that vibe. It's the same thing with the JWs. Like, I can tell when somebody, they don't even have to say anything, I can tell that they were a JW kid or have JW families or grew up in an organization. I can tell. I can always tell. So while everybody's making fun of Azalea Banks and her batshit, she's baddie. They have to understand, all of us are baddie. Every last one of us who was a JW kid or an ex-JW adult, whatever, we are all off. Every last one of us. And we're all doing some kind of strange, you know, practices. I keep trying to explain to people that if you do your research, you will see that one of the founding fathers of the Jehovah's Witness organization was Charles Taz Russell. Charles Taz Russell died, and he has a Freemason pyramid as a tombstone. Now, I'm very spiritual. I do the meditation. Yes, guys, in the past, I definitely did witchcraft. I was Wiccan, Buddhist, all of these different things put together. We are all like this. Don't tell me that it's just a coincidence. It's not. It's really not. But yeah, she's batshit crazy and poor thing. You know what I mean? And I think the latest I just listened to one of the vloggers I listened to. She just said Azalea Banks just dug up her cat and boiled it on the stove for some kind of ritual. The hell? Yes. I ain't do that now. Don't even go there. I didn't do that. I don't know if that's what you were thinking, but I didn't do that. I'm just saying that she's not unique in this at all. We are all off. Every last one of us. It's crazy. We are off. And if someone wants to tell me that it's not a cult, in order for us to be so off and into stuff like that, had to come from somewhere. And the only common denominator is we all came from that organization. There's a lot of celebrities out there that were JWs, and those who don't know, who have never been in the organization, won't be able to pick it up. But I swear, I'll be watching TV, right? and I'll see somebody and don't ask me what they're doing, but I'm automatically like, let me look it up in Chrome and let me see. Damned if I wasn't right. Damned if I was right. Oh my goodness. Yep, they were JWs. The girl that was in the Fast and the Furious, the main girl, the one that fell in love with, she was like the tomboy, very, very pretty, Rodriguez. And I forgot her first name, but she was a JW, and I should have known that. I could tell. You know what I mean? It's like all of us, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but all of us seem to be into spirituality, but not a lot of us are not in religion. I tried to get into religion, which is I became a Muslim later, which was Amatullah, whatever. A whole different person. I think I'm going to do a podcast for you one day about that. I had a family member that it'd be kind of cool if I could actually interview her, because she actually told me about Amatullah, one of my alter egos. Anyway, so the statistic from leaving one cult to go to another one is very high. And I didn't know that the JW was a cult. I tried so many religions. Religion, spirituality. Our brain is confused. And I left the JWs, tried different things because I didn't know how to be alone and be on my own. So busy being doom and gloom, figuring, just being programmed. If I don't fall, if I don't go into another religion, then I'm not going to make it. God is going to be angry with me, upset, the whole nine. And so because of that, I was all over the place trying this religion, that religion. One spirituality here, then I became a Wiccan. It's just crazy. We're so confused. We're so confused because we were not exposed to different things. And trust me, if I could break down the Kingdom Hall stuff, it's you wouldn't even believe me. I mean, I've made some videos about it, but you wouldn't believe me. It's just you have to be there. I don't know if you have any family members. You have family members that are a little strange. I'm telling you, it's like that's our blueprint. We are weird. And I admit that we are pretty weird. And this girl is always on Instagram doing some kind of witchcraft, African witchcraft, African spirituality, which I ain't mad at her. I mean, you know what I mean? Hey, we're African spirituality. I mean, nobody says anything when you actually sage. And, use Native American cultures, but if you use African spirituality, there's something wrong with it. Now, my issue is that, there are good and bad and everything, but what she doing, I wouldn't want to be her friend. You're not going to get mad at me one day and all of a sudden put a goddamn spell on me. No, thank you. Today, we're best friends, and then tomorrow, I piss her off, and all of a sudden, I want to wonder why all of a sudden I can't see anymore. Oh, hell no. Not at all. So, it seems like we just all of us are strange. You know who else is? I think when she was taken away from her mom, when her mom was sick, she lived with a JW family. So she kind of grew up a part of the organization. Tiffany Haddish, another strange one. I mean, we are all a little touched. Tiffany Haddish, she's another one. She's funny, but you know what I mean? She's a little strange. Who else is strange? Oh, you know what? Perfect example. Charlemagne the God. Right there, his name should tell you a little strange. There you go. But he still reps the JW, okay? He, even though he's not one, he doesn't say no ill will or anything bad against them. All right, I got you. But yeah, I'm just saying. So he's another one. His name is Charlemagne the God. He does meditation, everything like that. He's another strange one. I'm not saying meditation is strange because I do it on a normal basis. I do other spirituality, spiritual things. But I'm just saying the fact that he named himself Charlemagne the God tells you something. Yes, I believe in gods and goddesses. I believe in those things. But my point is that I was also an ex-JW kid. Just saying. Who now has multiple personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder. So, I don't know. I just, we struggle on a normal basis to be able to, find our way. I envy you guys. Anyone who's listening to this, I envy the fact that you can wake up every Sunday and from birth to all the way through your adulthood that you're going to wake up believing the same thing every day, all the time. It does not sway. It does not change. I mean, some people would say that, I should be thankful that I'm a free spirit, but actually, I'm envious of you all because you know you were given a solid foundation that you could believe in. Me, on the other hand, and a bunch of all of us other, you know, cult survivors, even the ones that don't even know they're a cult survivor, we have a hard time, and we have a hard time for the rest of our life. The younger you are indoctrinated, the harder it's going to be for the rest of your life. Now, I give myself credit because being a cult survivor, whether I was disfellowship, which I was, is I could have went back, but and the fact that I'm still making it, I mean, you guys don't understand. Like, this is real. And my first research was, you know, when I looked Into Darkness Jehovah's Witness on YouTube. And I put that in one of my videos as well. I mean, that's what gave me a nervous breakdown when I realized that the reality I was living was not true. It was a shock. So there's a bunch of other ones. I can't think of the other ones offhand, but there's a bunch of other ones that are strange too. A bunch of other JWs that are in the entertainment field, and you probably wouldn't be able to guess. I'm the one, because I was in that organization, that can see, and other people who are ex-JWs can tell. We can just tell, because to us the person is not that strange. Now that I am out of it and I woke up, I can see strange. Okay, but if you're not awake and you don't see what's really going on, you can't see that it's strange. You can't. It's a lot of people in the organization. You know who else is a little strange? No disrespect, I'm just saying. What's her name? Serena? Or Venus. I think it's Serena. Serena Williams. Another one. Was a JW kid. And she a little strange. She truly is. She's a little awkward. She's an awesome sauce. Oh my gosh, phenomenal. Can't even put words on it. Tennis player, but she's a little strange. And people want to know, again, why she married a white man. You know why? Because you guys weren't JWs. We didn't see color. Truly, they were majority of the kingdom, the Jehovah's Witness organization were interracial couples, me included. They're interracial relationships, husband, wife, you know, wife and husband, whatever. Interracial relationships. That's all it was. That's all we grew up seeing. So people from the outside looking in don't understand. We were born and bred kind of when it comes to, you know, interracial couples, marriage, you know, relationships, whatever. So, but yeah, that's the one. But when I saw that Azealia Banks earlier today, and I'm like, wow. Yeah, she's a little touched. She's losing it. Because here's the thing, people are not understanding, okay? I want to put this out there. Understand something. If Azealia Banks is not awake and she doesn't realize that she's a cult survivor or was in the organization, how do you all know that while she's doing all this crazy stuff, that she's really in the back of her mind upset because she left the Kingdom Hall and she's thinking, I'm going to die because I left. Because she's thinking that this is the end of the times with the corona, with the COVID-19, with all the fires and floods and the killer hornets and people just fighting like crazy, civil unrest. In the back of her mind, because I know if I wasn't awake, I would be thinking this. In the back of her mind, she is panicking and wondering, is she going to die because she left the Kingdom Hall? I'm telling you, she's not telling you all that. But in the back of her mind, she is. She's thinking that in the back of her mind. I'm telling you, she's thinking that. And that is what's causing her to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on camera, shaving her head, doing all these rituals. She's trapped because she doesn't know why she's doing it. By the way, it is a Freemason cult. And most likely, they put some kind of spell on us. And that's why we're all batshit crazy. It's a cult. What can I say? Like David Koresh, not exactly, but same mindset. But the reason, if she doesn't, and I did the same thing. When I didn't know that I was in a cult, I was all into that stuff. Okay? Because I didn't know I was in a cult. And now it makes sense. Okay? We don't know these people. I don't know them. They don't know me. But yet we all seem to do the same type of path. Isn't that strange? Not a coincidence. So how do you know that she's not being tortured in her mind? Thinking that I'm not going to make it. I can't believe I left the Kingdom Hall. I'm telling you, that's in the back of her mind somewhere, but she's not going to tell you all that. Okay? It's a doom and gloom cult. The littlest thing. So she figured I might as well just torture myself and do what I want to do because I'm going to die anyway because either I left or got this fellowship. Okay? This stuff is real. And if you're not awake, guess what? you're gonna torture yourself. So please subscribe to my podcast. Good night.